Words to live by. Art thou dejected? Is thy mind o'ercast? To chase thy gloom, go fix some weighty truth, chain down some passion, do some generous good. Teach ignorance to see or grief to smile, correct thy friend. Befriend thy greatest foe, be just in all things, make amends for follies past, and, with warm heart, forgive, and be forgiven. Let work not words thy virtue prove. Go act as well as prate, and then thy counsels will be strong, thy reprimands avail. Anonymous. The province of the historian is to gather the threads of the past ere they elude forever his grasp and weave them into a harmonious web to which the art preservative may give immortality. Therefore he who would rescue from fast gathering oblivion the deeds of a community and send them on to futurity in an imperishable record should deliver a plain unvarnished tale. http://wikiworld.com/wiki/index.flashwords-to-live-by. Invisible, 9, empower our visions. We know it exists today because so many of us have personally experienced it and speak about it with face-to-face language. We have it, but it has an unusual characteristic that provides no means of a historical chronicle should it decay to ruins. It is silent to our ears, no audio recording can exist. It is invisible to our eyes, no photographs can be taken. Can't touch it, no smell or taste. It does exist, and what exists around our world usually follows either natural effects of time decay and withering away by accidental or hostile acts of destruction. Should it disappear, it will be lost. An individual human thought. Monday, October 14, 1996, 7:48 p.m. Pacific Time. The birth of, in the mind way,